The British Forces Broadcasting Service, or BFBS, sends journalists all over the world to cover stories about the British Armed Forces. I'm Flight Lieutenant Andy Wosley, and I caught up with BFBS presenter Jay Hurst at RAF Akrotiri in Cyprus as he travelled to Afghanistan for a three-month assignment at Camp Bastion. I started by asking him what he expected to be doing there.
While I'm out there, I'm working as a reporter, based in Camp Bastion, but also going out and about and seeing what's happening outside the wire. I'll be reporting for radio, for BFBS television, for British Forces News, and also feeding into our fairly rapidly developing online presence across those 3 months. We'll be going outside Camp Bastion to forward operating bases, possibly patrol bases, and looking at the work that's going on there. I know my colleagues Claire and Kaya, who are just coming to the end of their three-month tour, have been on a number of patrols. They've been and seen what has changed in the days and weeks after Operation Mushtarak. So it'll be that kind of thing, trying to reflect the whole spectrum of life for the British Armed Forces in Afghanistan.
Sounds like a very big challenge and in tough circumstances. How do you feel about that?
It is a big challenge. I feel quite excited about it. I feel quite nervous because I have a sense of what's going on in Afghanistan. I shouldn't be going if I didn't feel one or other of those things. There is a lot for me to learn. I've spent the last, 6 years mostly sitting in the comfort of an air-conditioned studio in Buckinghamshire talking about this stuff. I really, really do want to see it for myself now.
What sort of training have you had to do as a journalist to prepare yourself for this operation?
Like any contractor on deployed operations, I've had to go through hostile environment course, which includes a lot of first aid. Wider training than that is really my journalistic background. I mean, I've got, 16 years. Now is the opportunity to go and see it for myself and inform that journalism further.
I understand you've had to learn new skills as a video journalist.
That is one of my new set of skills, because I've come primarily from a radio background. But we integrated our news departments from TV and radio into one department in the last few months. And as part of that, more and more journalists are operating as video journalists. That basically means filming your own pictures. We work in teams of two. My colleague Tim Cooper will be out there with me, because one thing that is key in a hostile environment is if you're looking into the eyepiece of a camera, somebody has got to be watching your back for you. But I'm quite enjoying the prospect of that, actually, because the same way as in radio, it means the product ends up entirely as you make it.
What sort of kit are you taking out with you?
I think I have 5 bags I loaded on at RAF Brize Norton, as well as my clothes for the various situations I'm going to be in. Kit to survive, added a fob, so sleeping bag and roll mat and that kind of thing. For any anoraks of this kind of thing, got a Sony Z5 video camera. Some of the kit's actually already out there, so our edit kit, thank heavens, is already out there.
What sort of thoughts are going through your head as you draw ever closer to Afghanistan?
What's occupied my mind most in the last couple of weeks has just been the practicalities of getting my kit together, getting the flight sorted. Once I get to Bastion, I know I've got a team of 2 colleagues who will be able to show me exactly how the operation works out there. This is my first time in Afghanistan, but I know I've got 2 people who've been doing a spectacular job over the last 3 months to show me what they've learned, what works, what doesn't work. But I'm really looking forward to seeing it out there where it's happening.